When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Let's get right into it today. Welcome back behind the velvet rope because we are here with the one and only Miss Jennifer Lewis.
Hello, hello, hello.
I mean, royalty is in the house today, people. Miss Cleosatra, how are you?
Cleocatra, baby, in the house. Jennifer Lewis, aka Cleocatra.
Cleocatra, I mean, look, you have done so much in your career from the early days in New York and Broadway and Bette Midler. How does The Masked Singer compare to everything you have done?
You know, look, I have to say that The Masked Singer is up there in the top five of the strangest thing I've done in my career.
And that's saying a lot, right?
Things I have done. I got to tell you, my top fell off. I was in my 20s. Doing a Broadway show, and my halter top came off. You don't want to be in that audience. That was so funny. Okay. You know, I just have to turn around and put them back in. But yeah, there have been stranger things since than The Masked Singer, but I had a great time. I had a great time. I mean, come on. Somebody put Jennifer Lewis in a mask. Who even does that? I had so much fun.
It was. Well, it was very fun watching you. I mean, you have such a distinct voice, Jennifer. You know, did you think, like, when you joined this show, like, I'm going to ruin it? Like, they did it. You really had them stumped, but I would have thought they would have guessed you.
I knew. If there are 34 million people watching, 20 million of them knew it was me. My voice is so recognizable, even behind a mask. And, but I was glad the judges were a little stumped and, Ken knew he's so cute, but I gotta tell you, you know, I know you heard about my fall in Africa and I couldn't walk, during, the show. They bolted me down in a harness behind that cape. Oh yeah. And in Vogue, what is the name of that song?
Never Gonna Get It?
Yeah, Never Gonna Get It, Never Gonna Get It. I wish I could have done that part. Free Your Mind.
Free Your Mind.
During Free Your Mind, you will notice I never let go of the mic stand. It was bolted down because I couldn't walk. I was still on a walker at the time. And Masked Singer really took care of me. My friends wanted me to get out of bed and go do what they knew I loved to do. They said, get up. Come on. I was like, I'm still in pain. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. It'll give you, you know, it'll boost your spirit. And it did. It did indeed. But I was still on a little morphine. So if you look, I'll give you a little trivia. I was sitting on the throne and you'll see the little cat head do this. I did a little nodding off there. I was like, when they voted me off, I was like, they were like, take it off. I was like, what are they asking me to take my clothes off? What's going on here? I'm a little stoned. But no, I was in that mask, honey, laughing at all them guessing the wrong person. I was like, what? Who you think I am? It was funny. It was fun.
Loretta Devine, they had a lot of... How are you now? Because, you know, I remember when I heard about the fall. I mean, I saw you on Robin Roberts.
My darling, people have asked me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you? 9.5. It's been almost 1.5 years. I worked really hard. My message to the kids now is when you fall, you got to work really hard to get up. But get up. If I hadn't taken care of my body all these years, cycling, swimming, Pilates, yoga, hiking, my legs were strong. Most of my healing was cellular memory. My leg knows to go up, so it's going up. And I didn't do it as high, of course, on the mask thing, and you could see it was very low. But I want to tell the kids that when you fall, however you fall, get up. That's the title of my third book I'm writing about the whole helicopter, the air vac out of the wild animals and the 10-foot fall and 10-feet fall. It was terrifying, but the bitch is back because I worked hard. I worked hard to come back. And between me and you, that girl I was before I fell, I didn't know how not to come back. What are you gonna do? If you got breath, you come back. You and there's only one other choice. You sit down or you get up. And that's what I want to give the kids. This is a triumphant testimony. I am walking. And it is a miracle that people over 30 don't come back from this injury. They just don't. But I wasn't listening to things like that. You got to keep a positive attitude no matter what's going on. My third book, the working title is Get Up. I'm trying to get it out at Christmas, my third book. I'm writing on it now. I mean, this story was epic. There were wild animals down there, for Christ's sake. The last thing I heard was a lion roar. I was like, what? I know you lying about the lion. You know, come on. The Cape Buffalo, the baboon jumped out of the tree and wanted a selfie. You know, he said he'd seen me on Fresh Prince. I was like, okay. So it's all that. I said to the hippo, I said, have you heard of Ozempic? Get your fat ass out of here. You're not eating me tonight. You know, it's all that going on.
You're like, go away. I mean, of course they want a selfie from the Fresh
Hakuna
Prince.
Hakuna Matata to the, what were they? What's the hyenas laughing at me. You know, it was crazy.
You're like, come on, I have to go to the Masked Singer. Just, I've got more stuff
Thank
to
you.
Here.
I've got the Masked Singer to do. Get out of here.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, this year is going by so quickly, and I've talked to you guys about this before. All I do is work, and I'm starting to think that maybe I'm throwing myself into work because I want to avoid some issues that are going on in my life. I've benefited from therapy in the past, and I'm seriously considering going back and using BetterHelp. You know, I really think therapy can be valuable to help you take stock of your life, kind of look under the hood of the car, and really just be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I love that BetterHelp is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. How great is that? Take a moment. Visit betterhelp.com/velvetrope today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/velvetrope.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
You know how I'm always inside doing this podcast? Well, did you guys know that Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors? Did you know that the indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air, and in some cases, 100 times more polluted, according to the EPA? Well, I did, and that's why I got the Air Doctor. The Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. Pollutants, allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites. I could keep going. The Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to Air Doctor Pro and use promo code VELVET. You'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers. You will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use promo code VELVET. I recently learned that traditional bed sheets can have more bacteria than a toilet seat. How gross is that? That's why I switched to Miracle Made bedding. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning antibacterial bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters. Their bedding prevents up to 99.7% of bacteria growth. I sleep so much better at night knowing this. But don't take my word for it. Go to trymiracle.com/velvet to try Miracle Made sheets today. Whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for your loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code VELVET at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's back with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/velvet and use code VELVET to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/velvet to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode. Well, I loved watching you on The Fresh Prince and all of your other shows that you've been on. Let's talk Black-ish. I mean, Ruby Johnson. I mean, what a run, right?
8 years, primetime network TV. Who could ask for anything more? Great show, funny show. Fun role, got to, you know, work with those kids who were amazing and just wow is all I can say. When I wasn't working on the show, I traveled around the world. I was just telling somebody the other day, I've been pretty much absent from the world for 10 years. You know, it was Disney, home, lines, lines, home, Disney, Disney, home, lines. And then I'd get out of the United States and travel. Then COVID came, and then I had this accident. So now I'm like, what? Masked Singer? What? What else is going on? Who did what? You know, it's like I'm back and the world has changed. So to have sung on The Masked Singer for this whole new demographic, you know, I mean, they know me as the aunt, the mother, and the grandmother, but now they know I sing and that I'm an entertainer. So this was great to do. You know, stage is more exciting to me than film and television. So to be back in front of that live audience was great.
Well, that's where you got your start.
Yeah.
If your third book is anything like your second, I mean, I've read The Mother of Black Hollywood and everyone, I mean, it is juicy. It is chock full of everything that you could possibly want in a book. So I just want to tell you, it was great. Do you remember a lot about your episode arc on Friends when you were opposite Courtney?
This is a good story. Marta Kaufman, who was the creator of Friends, her husband was Michael Skloff at the time, and he was my piano player who would tour the country with me in the 80s. So Michael and I were friends, and of course, so I'd show up at the house for dinner with the kids. I was always going to somebody's house for dinner because I'm the baby of my family. I don't cook. I blow up an egg if I try to boil one. So it's such a true story. I'm at their house for dinner, and Marta Kaufman, creator of Friends, she just mentioned, she says, oh, I just wrote a new pilot. I said, what is it? She says, it's called Friends. And of course, my next question was, well, are any Black people on it? And she went, well, there is now. So I did that part. She put me in the show and did that chef with Courtney. And I went on to work in other jobs. I didn't. That was my one and only episode. But that's history, too. I mean, oh, honey, what a career. What a career. I mean, sometimes I would just visit IMDb and scroll myself. And I just can't believe it. I really. And then you look at the TV and film. That's not even the Broadway and the concerts. So it's nostalgic. It's amazing what I've done with my career. It was a gift. It was truly a gift at birth that I've tried to honor. When I sang my first solo in church, I was 5 years old.
Wow.
And from the reaction of the congregation, I stood there with my thumb in my mouth thinking, this is life, and I never look back. I've been entertaining ever since. I've been a leader, you know, I was president of my class, captain of the cheerleading squad. When I got to college, I was in every play, every musical, got to New York. You read the book, got to New York, got my first Broadway show in less than 11 days after graduating from college. Crazy. But it was because I didn't have a lot of fear. When you have a dream and your focus is narrow, you know, I wanted to be a star because I wanted my mother to love me. The world would love me if I was famous. That's how I thought back then. And so now you're rich and famous, Miss Lewis. Okay, don't ask me for the money. But anyway, to get it. So that's hilarious. I love saying it. I'm rich and famous. Don't ask me for no money. Okay. So anyway, you know, I've conquered the dream. And now coming back from this insane accident. Who are you now, Jennifer? Well, I can tell you one thing. I have been humbled. And now that I have a platform, all I want to do is share what I've learned with this next generation. And I want to make sure that they have air to breathe, their children and their children's children. I will use my platform to fight for what I feel is right in this world. And taking all of their rights away, I know is wrong. So I'm going to fight for the next generation to have the American dream as I did. I came from great poverty to great wealth. So I've lived the spectrum so I can say anything I want. And as long as you say it with love, they'll hear you.
Absolutely. Do you think, first of all, the next generation totally needs you, so I'm all for that. Do you think, I mean, is it too soon to wish that we have just a Blackish movie it's too soon for a reboot. We have The Fresh Prince had Bel Air and it's done very well, but can we just maybe, you can call up Anthony Anderson and get this going for me?
You know, look, Anthony and I were on the phone the other day about The Masked Singer, actually. Because he did, I didn't see him, but we talked about it. Let me say this to you. We'll see. That's a good answer. We'll see. It was a great show. And we had a blast doing it. And I'm sure one day we'll have a reunion.
I don't think so.
I don't know if I'll have my teeth then, but I'll be there if they ask me to come.
Well, listen, Ruby's got to be in the house. You know, I have thoroughly enjoyed watching.
They should have done the spinoff, Oldish. But with Lawrence's schedule, which you know is full, and mine, and COVID, it just got lost in the mix. That's basic. COVID took out a lot of things. It just, things just disappeared. So, you know, we've all gone on to new things, and it was a great time. You know, we became a family those 8 years. Children were born, babies were born, you know, and people were married, and, you know, we lost some people. You know, it was 8 years. So it was a, it was pretty much a decade of being a family and taking care of one another. You know, we had our battles. We went, it was up, it was down. But we looked after each other. And that's why we lasted so long. Because behind the camera, we were solid. It was a solid cast.
It was a solid cast. As we wrap up, we'll just put out maybe Oldish will come back into existence one day.
Good luck with that. I don't know if I want to be number one on the call sheet. It's a lot of work, honey. That's a lot of work. Somebody would have to have a lot of money. Yep, to get me out of the bed. I'm resting.
Well, there you go. Listen, I've wanted to talk to you for so long. So thank you for the Masked Singer, for just connecting us. And it's been great watching you. And your career is legendary. So I really appreciate you taking your time.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The world's most exciting podcast, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
I'm Michael Savage, host of the Savage Nation podcast, home of borders, language, and culture. Hear my new podcast each week as I speak with top guests from around the world. Right now, we have over 700 shows in our library, featuring interviews with world leaders, scientists, faith teachers, and more, including President Donald Trump, Prime Minister of Israel Ehud Barak, Edward Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb, Jerry Falwell, and so much more. Conversations and commentary you cannot find anywhere else. Other guests have included Samuel Cohen, the father of the neutron bomb, Breitbart's Alex Marlowe, the great author Peter Schweitzer, Colonel Douglas McGregor. Be here or be nowhere. The Savage Nation Podcast.
Catch the Michael Savage Podcast on all podcast platforms every Tuesday and every Friday.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
I just completed ProLon's 5-day nutrition program, and not only do I feel great, I see results. You know how everyone's talking about fasting these days and weight loss and mental and physical performance and improvement, but I have an issue with the whole not eating part. And that's actually why ProLon was created. ProLon is not a diet, it's science. It's a revolutionary nutrition program that nourishes your body while making cells believe they are fasting. ProLon comes right to your front door in a very easy to follow program. Each day is marked, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, and everything you can eat that day is in that day's box. There's snacks, there's soups, there's beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. The bars taste good, I've lost weight, I'm leaner, and I have so much energy. Right now, ProLon is offering Behind the Velvet Rope listeners 10% off on their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/velvet. That's prolonlife.com/velvet for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/velvet. Anyone out there who's ever hired for their business knows what I'm talking about when I say, how great does it
it feel when you actually fill a job and close out a job search? But what if I told you you can get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that has a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. Before I had Indeed, when I used to hire for this podcast, it was so grueling. I had to go through so many unqualified candidates. It wasted hours. I also have ditched the busy work and I've used Indeed for this business for scheduling, screening, messaging, and the people that I've hired to help me work on this podcast, editors, PR, marketing, transcribers, they're all really qualified. Do you know that in the time I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed? And get this, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Velvet. Just go to Indeed.com/Velvet right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. Because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones. And the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.